In the first reading today, we hear our Lord tell us that we are to be the salt of the earth, we are to be the light of the world. Back some 1600 or so years ago, St. John Chrysostom commented on this and said, notice that Jesus doesn't say that you are to be the light of a city or even of a country, of the world. You're not to be the salt of some little plot of land, the salt of the earth. So he's not asking something small of us. Of course, ultimately, what he's asking is that we would continue his work, that we would bring him into the world because he alone is the actual light of the world. And so he can shine through us. But it's a question then for us of conforming ourselves to Christ, getting ourselves out of the way and allowing him to work through us. Now, it's interesting what he talks about with the salt, because we put this into our own context. If we're supposed to be the ones who are going to bring flavor and bring preservation, he said, if it doesn't work, it's not good for anything to be thrown out and trodden underfoot. So now we need to ask ourselves, how much am I bringing the Lord into this? He didn't light a lamp to put in us so that it could be hidden. This again is going to be something very important as we move forward. As the darkness becomes greater, it's going to be easier to try and say, let's just put a measure over the flame. Let's not let anybody see it. But he made a specific point that he didn't light the lamp to be covered up. He lit it so that it was going to give light in the darkness. We have to give light to the world. And people have to see our good works. That's how that light is going to shine. So it's not necessarily that you have to be out there waving a banner or something, but rather it's to be able to show to the world through the charity that we have how that this is the Lord at work. That if the Lord is going to transform me so that I can allow his light to shine, that transformation is going to be evident to people. It's going to be evident through how we speak, and it's going to be evident through how we act. I am amazed at the people who will give lip service to our Lord and will commit horrible, heinous sins all the time speaking about the Lord. These days, listen to young people. Oh my heavens, the filth that comes out of the mouth. And it's just become a common part of speech. They don't even bat an eyelash when they're doing this stuff. And so it's for us now to look at these things and say, wait a minute, are my actions really in line with my words? And are my words something that will edify people? Because that's exactly what St. Paul told us that we have to be about. He said, say only the good things people need to hear, things that will edify them, things that will build them up. Is that what people hear coming out of my mouth? Is that what people see in my actions? And are those two things aligned? Because if we're going to be hypocrites, we're not going to be a light to anybody. Because what they see and what they hear aren't going to align. And they're going to look at us and say, yeah, I hear these good things, but I'm not seeing it. You're saying good things about our Lord, and then you're turning around and doing these other things. And they will reject it. We aren't being a light if we're doing that. And so the two have to work together. It has to be real. It has to come from the heart. We can't give him lip service while our hearts are far from him. So we need to make sure that through prayer we are conforming ourselves more and more to him, and that as that happens, what will happen is that there is going to be a greater and a greater love for our blessed Lord, and consequently flowing from that, a greater love for souls. And what do people need today more than anything? To know that they're loved. People have no clue what it even is to be loved. So it just takes a little bit. It doesn't take anything overly heroic, but charity. That's what the Lord is looking for. What are the good works that we're doing? It's not just about going out and doing good things. It is about the charity that is involved in doing those things. So the smallest thing done with the greatest charity is worth a whole lot more to God than the greatest thing done with a little bit of charity or with no charity at all. That's what he's really looking at. Not as much of the things that we are actually doing, but what is the charity with which we are doing them. That's what he's really looking for. Now, if he's asking you to do great things, all right, do great things with great charity. If that's not what he's asking you to do, don't think that somehow or another that you can't be as great a saint as this one or that one because you're not doing all these great things. Do it with the greatest charity, and you will be the greatest saint. Who's the greatest saint in heaven? The one with the most charity. That's what God is looking for from us. So if it's even just the little bit of kindness to that individual to whom no one shows kindness, to that person who's a little different or who's kind of weird, or even the people who are in absolute and total disagreement with you, we can still be kind. And that kindness can go a long way. So it doesn't, again, have to be extraordinary. Sometimes just a smile and to say hello, which these days that's become extraordinary. I don't know about you, maybe it's just the way that I dress, but my goodness, you walk down the street and people look the other direction. They will not say hello. They will not look at you. They will not say anything. It's pretty pathetic where we've come to. We're all in our own little bubble, and we don't want to interact with anyone else. There's no charity in that. So we need to break out of that. We need, at least, like I say, the minimum. Do the little things. Smile and say hello. But if you're doing that out of charity, that can go a long way. So, yeah, whatever God is asking in your state of life, if he wants you to go out and do something extraordinary, then go out and do something extraordinary, but do it with charity. And if he's asking you just to do little tiny things, then do the little tiny things with the greatest charity. Serve the people around you. If that is your spouse, that is your children, your grandchildren, do it with charity. If it's the people at work, if it's the neighbors, it's whomever, do it with charity. Whatever you do, do it with charity. Then no matter how small or how big, it doesn't matter. Because the Lord is looking at the heart. And that charity is the light that the world that is in darkness needs. The darkness right now beyond sin is our selfishness. And we're all engulfed in it in this society. The charity is that light then that can break through that selfishness, that darkness. And all of us are capable of that. Maybe uncomfortable, maybe a little different than what we're accustomed to. Maybe it's a lot easier just to look at the ground or look somewhere else when somebody's walking past. But can we go outside of ourselves? Can we just do those little things? And as we do, and that charity begins to grow, it's going to become more easy and more natural to us. And that flame then begins to grow bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's what our Lord is looking for, because it is that flame of charity that allows us to be the light, not to a little bit, but to the whole world.